This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Wheat Association is planning to host a Southern Illinois Winter Wheat Tour on Thursday, May 26th. The tour will include field checks during the day, and there will be an evening session at a Belleville Research Center. And prior to the evening meal, yield estimates will be calculated, and attendees will also have an opportunity to view wheat variety and seed treatment trials. Fred Kolb, who's a U of I professor of small grain breeding, will also be on hand to discuss wheat development and wheat diseases. And those participating in the tour should meet at 9 a.m. at one of four of the following locations. You can choose to meet at Simer Milling Company in Teutopolis, Manel Milling in Mount Olive, Waymeyer Seed Company in Muscoota, or Wabash Valley Services in Carmi. And participants are asked to call the location that they would like to depart from in advance, and they are also asked to make a reservation for dinner by contacting Charlene Blary with the Illinois Wheat Association. And you can contact Charlene by giving her a call at 309-557-3619 or by email at cblary@ilfb.org. And those reservations are due by May 19th. And again, you are responsible for calling whichever location you would like to meet at as well. And those who would like to take samples on your own and then meet up with the group in the evening may do so, but they also ask that you RSVP to the Illinois Wheat Association also by May 19th. And the Wheat Association will provide you with tour instructions and sampling instructions to ensure that the samples are consistent. And further details about the event can be found online at the Illinois Wheat Association website, which is illinoiswheat.org/events. In other news, May is National Beef Month, and the Beef Checkoffs Beef It's What's for Dinner brand will launch the second annual 30-day protein challenge this month. Americans consume nearly two-thirds of their daily protein at dinner, which the Checkoff says doesn't leave enough room for protein in other meals or snacks. The 30-day protein challenge provides a step-by-step plan to get an optimal amount of protein throughout the day. Beef board member Chuck Kiker, who's co-chair of the Beef Checkoff's Consumer Trust Committee, said that researchers have known for some time that there's health benefits to consuming protein in balanced amounts in each meal. Kiker, who's from Beaumont, Texas, also said significant research shows some people can lose and maintain a healthy weight and support a healthy metabolism when they consume high-quality protein within calorie goals. And to sign up for the 30-day challenge, you can check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com. In local news, on Tuesday, U of I Extension hosted a Montgomery County Youth Safety Day at the 4-H Park in Butler. Fourth grade classes from all of the schools in the county were invited to participate, and the students visited 15 safety stations, and each station taught them about a different topic. The day was organized by Montgomery County Ag Literacy Coordinator Charlotte Schuricht, who said the response from the schools was great, and the students really enjoyed themselves.
Today we have 15 different stations set up, and they're from organizations mostly from Montgomery County talking about safety. So we have the fire department, the ambulance, Nokomis Police Department, railroad safety, farm safety, grain bin safety. So we have a lot of different organizations represented.
And several schools, I think you said you invited all of them throughout the county. And what grade are we talking to today?
This is fourth grade. So we've invited every fourth grade classroom from across the county, public schools and private schools.
And did you have a pretty good response?
Very good response. I think we just had one class with a conflict, so we have over 340 kids here today.
Excellent. And I know I had a minute to talk with the FSA group that was talking about grain bin safety, but is there one of these stations that seems to be a favorite with the kids?
Well, there's a number of them that are fun. The speakers are doing a great job of doing interactive hands-on presentations with the kids so that they're participating. I would say probably the Nokomis Police Department seems to be a popular one. The kids like to see the inside of the police car and the lights and the equipment.
And this program is something that has been going on for a number of years, I've learned with Extension.
Just at least 15 plus years, I would say. Yes.
And you, as Ag Literacy Coordinator, you work with all of the schools and do different programs. So what's going on during the month of May? I know it's the last month of school, but what's programming like for you?
Well, we've been having a lot of fun end-of-the-year programs. This time of year, kids like to plant, which, of course, goes along great with farming season. So I've been doing lessons with third through fifth graders on soybeans and planting soybeans. First and second graders have been learning about baseball and its connection to agriculture. So even the equipment used in a baseball game, the stadium, the food at the concession stand, how it's related to agriculture. And the younger kids, pre-K and kindergarten, I also see, and we've been learning about tractors.
Ag Literacy Coordinator Charlotte Schuricht, and as I mentioned in my interview with Charlotte, I also had a chance to talk with Carolyn Slidham from the Montgomery County FSA office about grain bin safety. Carolyn and Eric Pastrovich were in charge of the grain bin safety station, and I talked with Carolyn about the demonstrations they were showing the students. Carolyn, you have kind of a neat stop for the kids today, focusing on grain safety, grain bin safety. So I guess it'd be great to start out with telling us some of the things that you are trying to show kids while they stop at your booth.
Yeah, definitely, Katie. We've got a couple different displays here going on. Again, trying to teach the kids about grain safety, grain bin safety. Our first demonstration that we go through, it's a little miniature gravity flow wagon, and we discuss with the kids what it is, what it's used for, and we have a little Lego man that we set on top, and then we go through and we actually unload the wagon to show that somebody can be submerged. We tell the kids it can only take 8 seconds for somebody to be submerged under grain. They act like they really like that and get kind of pulls them in, gets them interested. And then we go through another example using some buckets, some balloons, and some grain on if there was an air pocket and some grain that was crusted that had created a bridge. You know, that's another way that a person can unintentionally fall through the grain. We go through some of the safety equipment. My husband actually works for a grain elevator, so I borrowed his harness today, and we put that on and show him that, and as well as a dust mask, just some of the things that their parents or their grandparents should be using if they have to go inside a grain bin.
Of the kids that are stopping by, they're fourth graders from throughout the county. Are they growing up on farms? Do they know what you're talking about? What's their response been?
Yeah, so we ask them first off, you know, where they're from, what town they're from, and kind of discuss, if they're from a farm. I would say maybe at least each group there's four or five kids right off the bat that say, yeah, they live on a farm, and yeah, they've got bins outside their house. And then we try and make sure that we relate it to all the kids. So we'll go from there and say, well, do you have grandparents that were from a farm, or your mom and dad? You go to friends' houses, and eventually we get everybody to raise their hand.
Did they have a pretty good understanding of what you were trying to show them? I know the one example that I thought was neat with the straw and the balloon attached. What was their response when you had them try to blow up the balloon?
Yeah, so in that example, we're trying to simulate what it would be like if you were engulfed in grain, trying to breathe. We try and get in that demonstration emphasize how important it is really for them to go get help, because someone, even if they're not completely submerged in grain, it's going to be really hard for them to breathe and they're going to suffocate pretty quickly. So they really like that. We pull about four or five kids up and basically have a balloon and a straw that's stuck down in corn, and a lot of them say, oh man, this is hard, I wouldn't be able to do that. So we tie that back to, you know, what you need to do: call 911, get somebody to help, because that person could potentially slowly suffocate.
Once again, Carolyn Slidham, who is the acting county executive director for the Montgomery County FSA office. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.